differently, and they want you to eat. They even see that you, the dainty meat. Now, okay, the dainty meat is really nice stuff. In fact, you probably are feeding them. They're glad that you're saying what you're saying, because it's an evil eye is complaining about things. Oh, I'm a complainer too. I got that working in me. Yeah, I didn't like the service neither. I didn't like what that brother said neither, or whatever. Right? For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, you know, this is what it's saying now. What's the outcome of this? As he thinketh in his heart, so he. Eat and drink, says he. Receive what I'm saying. And he can say it in such a subtle way, it doesn't even sound like complaining at all. But he's saying something. He's causing division and iniquity. And that's evil. And drink, says he, to thee. But his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shall thou vomit up. And that's not talking about the morsel that he gave you, but the morsel that you have received of the goodness of God. And lose thy sweet words. Brother, you got sweet words. It's a sweet spirit here. Sweet words is yes. What were you singing? You were singing such wonderful songs here, saying, oh Lord, I want you. I want you more than anything. It made me feel like you were like Paul said, I count everything but loss just to gain him. So anyway, more could be said about that, but God bless you. I'm just enjoyed to be here. Hope to be back on Sunday and see what the Lord will do. And so we're going to the campground, Brother Smith and I, and the Lord is allowing that. I didn't plan on going to the campground, but Brother Smith mentioned that, and I didn't know how I was going to get out of all these appointments I had for my eyes, but the Lord made a way, and so we're taking off in the morning, and we're going to receive something to bless God's people, hopefully. God bless. Nice to be here.
We come here to hear the word of God and to let the Lord deal with us in a way that we can not just hear it, but then we can take it home with us. And like Brother Gall said, we can think, meditate on it, and let it become a part of us. And that's what part of this is about. You know, it's just we're not just to be hearers only, but to be doers of the word of God. And in order to be doers, we have to meditate. Like he's talking about David, and David said, of talking about the word of God, his law, the law of God, that he meditate on it day and night. it sounds like that's unreasonable, but excessive, but something that's as good as Brother Gall said it is. You know, what's wrong with meditating on it day and night? You know, as good as God has been to us, like he said, when you think about God's goodness, then why not meditate on him, on his word and his law, day and night? I began to, when I came around these people, I felt like, you know, I was being fed all these things. Brother Tucker was feeding us all the good truth of the word of God that I never heard these things before. And my thoughts were that, Lord, I don't deserve to hear this. It's like I'm, like it's being fed to me on a silver platter. And I just, and I know I don't deserve it, but here I'm hearing all these things. Like, God, how did I get to hear this? You know, and I mean, God is good, you know that? And I know I didn't deserve to hear that, but anyway, I was hearing it anyway. And I began to let the Lord, like you can acquire a taste for something. You may not realize this is good stuff you're tasting, but you might not know it, but you can ask God to help you. And that's what God has done for me. I didn't realize where I was, and I didn't realize how good this really was. It was just given to me. And but I'm beginning to acquire a taste for it. And I'm beginning to like the things of God and appreciate it more every day. And I'm beginning to realize what God is doing for us. And even not just his word, but experiences that we get to go through. You know, like David, we reference David so much because in his word he said that one time that about being afflicted. You know, he said that had I not been afflicted, he said he would have been went astray. And it's been good that I've been afflicted. You know, how did he know that? How did he realize that these afflictions were good? They done something for it. And then we get to hear it. And that's what I'm beginning to realize. Everything that God does, his word, the experiences that he gives us, it's good. You know, somebody says either good to you or good for you. So I just appreciate the Lord tonight and the spirit that we felt here beginning the service and begin to reach out in the spirit of God and seeing God, you know, touch us and give us things here. And Brother Goss is, you know, getting to share his thoughts and you know, his experiences, what God is doing for him. See, he's gone through some things, and God is, God. You know, we witness. You know, other people. You know, we not only you know, you see their lives, and sometimes you think, well, you know, sometimes you don't always want to share, but sometimes it's a help to be able to see people go through things and to see that how they are responding. Thanks to Brother Lineker. To things that they go through and see what that's doing for their life. And that's what I get to, you know, you get to see that, you know. And that's what makes us such a family, because we get to see one another go through things and it blesses. And I'm just so thankful tonight that I'm blessed to be among this people and to hear good things of God you know, sometimes I've been in places where you didn't really want to share your life with people, but here, you know, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be able to be among God's people, and it's a blessing also to be able to hear what other people are experiencing and to be able to get something from it. I've been blessed, and I'm being blessed all the time. So we're gonna call prayer here tonight. I know we mentioned Brother Doug York at the beginning of the service, and Brother Smith gave us a good report about him. But let's continue to pray for him, that God will continue to give him a good recovery. Hopefully he'll be home Sunday or possibly get out Sunday. Let's pray that he will and pray that he continue to recover. And I know there are other, Sister Linda. Sister Terry Shell. Her mom? I didn't hear what she. But what? Who passed away? Okay. Remember. Okay. All right. Remember, Sister Terry Shelton. We saw her at Sister Jackie's family visitation. Sister Shelton also. Remember them. No, they're not here, but let's remember them. They need God. Okay. Sister Elsie. Get you. Okay, and her family. Sister Angie. Oh. and family, okay. All right, remember Sister Angie's cousin and family, Brother Steve. Okay, Sister Debbie. All right, remember that. I know there's some names here I'm probably not remember. Sister.
Y'all remember Fred?
All right. Okay.
He's also got a torn ligament in his knee, and they're needing to do surgery on it, but he's putting it off until after our trip.
Okay.
I would just ask y'all to pray. He's already been through this with his other knee, and he's had to go, you know, progressively got worse. I just ask y'all to pray that God would heal that. He wouldn't have to.
Yes.
To deal with that again.
Okay. Remember Brother Stewart tonight. She's talking about his torn. Is it torn ligament? Yes. Oh, okay. Remember and pray for him. They were trying to make a trip. I don't know. This coming up October. Okay. To the Dominican Republic. All right. Any other requests that we might bring before the Lord here? I know that
Sister Reva needs.
Sister Reva, keep praying for
babies,
Sister
Reva. The twins. Let's pray. God will help. Help them with this delivery, and these babies will be all right. Sister Reva will be all right.
All right.
Mr. L.
Sister Abraham. Okay. You remember Sister Abraham? Sister Elsie? Sister Sandra. They don't know what's wrong?
She did have an angiogram. You know, they did look at her heart, and everything was clear and clean. She didn't have any heart trouble, so
all right.
That was a good report. But she's still having some symptoms.
Okay, so let's remember, Sister Sandra. She home?
She's home, yes.
Okay.
She's back there? She is, yeah.
Hello, Sister Sandra. Good to see you.
Where's Brother Jerry? Is he all right? Brother Jerry okay?
He's sick.
All right, let's remember
good
him.
Good to see you, Sister Sandra.
Brother Paul Thompson had to work tonight.
All right, Brother Paul Thompson.
Still got a load on him, so let's remember him.
Brother Daniels, too, right?
Yes, he had to work. He's working, has to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go to work. So.
All right, remember Brother Daniels.
He's praying for Brother Weaver, Ray Weaver.
Brother Ray Weaver.
Sister Susan. Let's keep them in our prayer.
All right, Sister Wilkins.
Brother Curtis.
Okay, remember her grandson, Josh, Brother Gene. Unspoken request, all right, Sister. Okay. All right. But he. Medicine in his eyes, okay. Remember that, Brother Ray. Be patient, brother. Takes time.
Brother Curtis Golden.
All right. Takes time. Brother Curtis. Karen? Okay. Job situation, okay. Remember that need. Brother Andrew.
I wish everyone would pray for Brittany. She had a cyst growing on her leg, and when she went in, it was causing some pain today and yesterday, and she went into the doctor, and they said that they need to have it removed immediately. So they cut it off, and they think that might be some type of melanoma or some type of cancer. So they had it tested to make sure that it's not. So if you would, please pray for her.
Yes, okay. Remember Brittany, and pray for her that this is not being malignant. All right, Sister Painter. Okay. All right, remember Sister Painter's mother. Sister Elsie. Sister Gail? Okay. All right. Just remember that. You know, we just, I don't know, it's something about prayer. I just know that we can you know, we're praying. It's a spirit. I feel like, we can have a spirit of prayer in our hearts, you know, to want to pray that God, you know, I sometimes think, well, it's going to be this way, but not necessarily. You know, I believe, like Brother Goss was saying about Elisha, I think he was saying, the prophet was saying, he didn't know how it's going to happen. But if we begin to, you know, I have to keep talking to myself, okay? But anyway, we have to believe God. You know, we don't always know how things are going to come out. But that's why, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of encouragement for us to begin to believe God, you know, because I know it's, you know, anything. You know, it's like we're saying about God can do anything, you know, with anything. So we know with God there are not any limitations. You know, sometimes, you know, we know that we live in this world where we have laws, you know, gravity and all these things that govern our lives and stuff. But you know, God don't have to live under the law of gravity. You know, we do, but I mean, we're limited and all, but we're praying to somebody that's not. You know, that's not limited. You know, I go out here and jump off a building, I'm going to hit the ground if something don't catch me. But I'm under the laws I'm governed by. But God, the one that we're praying to, you know, he's not under these circumstances. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm talking about getting in the, you know, the spirit of beginning to believe God. You know, that's, I get encouraged, but because I hear what people, you know, are feeling, and I think sometimes I start thinking, well, it's just going to be that way. You know, some things are just going to be this way. But not necessarily, you know. I mean, some things are going to be that way, but then some things aren't. I don't want to just doubt God. I want to begin to put my trust. You know, I want to begin to lift my faith. You know, we can lift our faith and begin to believe. I know when I look at, you know, when Brother Smith was talking about Jesus other Sunday in the scripture in Luke that talk about Jesus. You know, he was talking with strong crying. And then this other scripture in Luke that talk about Jesus was praying with great drops of blood. He was really agonizing before God. You know, Jesus was agonizing before God because he was facing something that was I don't know, you know, what all was going through his mind, but he was agonizing before God in Luke 22 or somewhere in there. And with, you know, they say about drops of blood, like his sweat, like drops of blood. And he was getting, you know, he was serious with God, you know, concerning what he was facing. You know, this is Jesus, you know, our Savior, you know, that's getting serious with God, you know. And, I mean, he was really getting down to business with God. And I don't know, I mean, it scares me sometimes. I said, well, you know, are we getting down to business enough with God? You know, because I want to believe the Lord. You know, there's a lot of room there, you know, for us to increase our faith and increase our belief, you know, with blend. I don't want, you know, but anyway, let's pray for these needs and people that are calling, the names that we have called and our prayer list, and we know there are lots of needs, you know, in this world. If you listen to all of it, you know, like Sister Angel was talking about the swine flu, and I mean, you can get overwhelmed with things that's going on in this world. You know, you can get worried about things, and we don't want to do that, you know, because things going to come up on this world. You know, we said kingdom's going to fall. You know, we know that things going to happen in this world, but we're not serving the world. You know, we're serving God. So anyway, that's why I want to just lift my faith and begin to trust the Lord, because that's who we're serving, regardless of what's going on in this world. You know, regardless of we living in a disease-infected world. I mean, it's just all around you. You know, all kinds of bad news, you know, about diseases and things can get in your mind and thinking, you know, what, you know, you're afraid to go outside. But anyway, let's trust the Lord tonight. Let's pray for these needs here. And let's begin to lift up our faith in God tonight to pray that God will help his people. And that's what I want to do. Is there any other prayer request? I know that's, we don't want to miss anybody, but anyway, let's begin to pray here tonight. Stand and take these needs to the Lord and pray that God will help his people. And Lord, we thank you this night, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, for your mercy, Lord, that you've shown us, how that you have helped us, oh God, today. We pray that you help your people, oh God. Lord, touch each of them. Lord, help each of them. Precious Savior, thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your holy name, oh God. Oh, Jesus, 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 Lord. Oh, God, touch each of them. Precious Savior, precious Savior. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. I have to be merciful, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, and Brother Stewart. Brother York, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your holy name, oh God. Oh, blessed be your hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Oh, God.
If y'all would remember this offering for the missionary work, Brother Fred Stewart and Sister Stewart are going with us the 9th of October, which is just be a week from this coming Friday, I believe. And then Brother Mark and Sister Sherry and Ethan are going with us on this trip, and we'll have expenses. While we're there, we've got to rent a car, van, and in fact, I've already got it lined up, but it's very expensive for, you know, when we go over there and travel to churches, and we need your help. We need your help. We don't have too much support for this work yet, so I ask you to be mindful of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
expecting Brother Memo and his wife, and they're on their way to the campground. He just texted me and said he's still about 30 minutes out, so he must have had car trouble or something, because they were just about an hour from Texarkana about 5 o'clock, so they should have been here easy by 8:30, you know, later. But sometimes things happen, so I'll tell him he'll have to come back through here Sunday and be with us to make up for it. So there's a little bracelet up here, if that's something that somebody would know. Where's Brooklyn? Is she around anywhere? She seems to leave her stuff quite often up here. Brooklyn, is that yours? It is. Hate to wake you up, but all right, I've been holding that for you.
Has anybody found a black cape with gold trim?
Black cape with gold trim. Have trim all the way around it, gold?
Comes all the way around.
All the way around? Yeah, I hadn't seen it. anyway, if you find it, give it to, you know, it belongs to Sister McGowan. All right, praise God. Well, I'm enjoyed Brother Goss's words, and he'll be back with us Sunday. So, and remember, let's keep remembering these needs that we have here. Keep praying for them. Those of you that can during the day, will just bring it back to your memory and ask God. I'm like Brother Tally. I know some things you can get to thinking that way. But then when you stop and think about God, you think, that's right, he doesn't have any limitations, and he can change things, even if it looks like they can't change. So, you know, God's people all the way through the Bible have exercised faith, and God's moved for them. You don't have to be in a special time to get a miracle or healing. They may not operate as function the same way as they did in a divine order, or they will in a restored church. There's a God in heaven that can be touched by faith. And just keep calling on him. Keep telling him, you know, your needs and your petitions. He's mindful. He hears the prayers of the righteous, the Bible says. And I believe what the Bible says. Hallelujah. All right, let's stand and give him a praise here tonight before we go home. Dear God, thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy. Great grace, O Lamb of God, thank you for being a Father we can call upon that's mindful of our needs and our cares. O God, we give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, shake hands and be friendly. Pray for the camp meeting. Pray for the Cross Plains Church, if you would. Hallelujah.